Parental advisory warning. Carlosophies, provoking thought and liberating people from their own bullshit since 2015. First time here? Hit subscribe. You'll want to stick around.
So I am heading into, well, I'll be halfway through by the time you hear this, week four of the juggle, the homeschooling, working, parenting, ISO juggle. Part of me wishes I'd left the kid in school a couple of extra weeks, but I didn't. So this is where we are. And I have to say, I have been thinking about this whole corona thing and how it seems to be bringing a lot of things into focus that perhaps require some reflection. My God, there's so many cars down here. It's like fucking Bourke Street. But it's also like, I don't know that people got the memo, like we're allowed to leave for exercise, but recreational driving on the beach, perhaps not. Anyway, Billy, down here. So where was I? Right, it's bringing things to the front that require maybe some, you know, introspection or curiosity. So for example, this podcast never was meant to be a podcast about motherhood, right? But right now, it is literally all consuming. I had designed my life very carefully to be aligned with, you know, looking after my energy, being able to show up in the best way I could for all the things in my life. So I'd kind of compartmentalized bits of it. My relationship was in one drawer. I'm just watching my dog. Hang on, Bill, come on. Motherhood in another drawer. My chill time in one drawer. Exercise in one drawer. Personal development in a drawer. And business and work in a drawer. And I'd say that business and work, or like, you know, me, most of the parts of me fit into a drawer that wasn't motherhood. And I was totally cool with that. And to be honest, I still am. And it's not like, I mean, I was still a very present mum, but I just had crafted my life in a way that allowed me to, I don't know, not spread myself, but just when I was with Mabel, be with Mabel. When I was working, and I found it very difficult to, because I get quite easily overstimulated, so I can find it quite difficult to, like, not have finished things and be interrupted, because my mind, it's like it sometimes can really only focus on one thing. And if not, I get very frustrated and just unable to cope with the stimulus. So, like, this whole jungle thing has been really an exercise in bringing it all together. And that has been, had its moments for sure. But it's also made me really value what I had. And that doesn't mean that I'm resentful for where I am, because I'm not. Like, I'm here, and there's nothing we can change. Like, there's nothing we can do to change this situation. We just have to ride it out. And yeah, there isn't an end date, which can be, I don't know, confronting for a lot of people. But here's the thing, right? Like, I never wanted this to be a podcast about motherhood, and I feel like it has become one because of, like, this is the situation that I'm in right now. 24/7 parenting, working, juggling, parenting, schooling, et cetera, et cetera, right? Like it's, and I'm not having that time away, but like, and that's my struggle at the moment is, and some days it doesn't feel like a struggle. Today it had moments because my daughter woke up at fucking 4:20 a.m. thanks to daylight savings changeover. So it's been a very, very long day, but you know, today I was relatively at peace with it a lot of the time. And actually I did things that I never really do. I cooked dinner. I made pastry from scratch and then made little tarts. We had jam tarts and savory tarts, and Mabel actually ate the savory tarts, which was like, she's a really fussy eater. And you know, I did some things that we sat out on the deck in the afternoon and we played Play-Doh, and sure, we didn't like get the schedule done, but I just feel like I'm relaxing more into that flow, which is kind of okay and maybe even nice. I'm not sure. I'd still prefer to have my me time and have some compartmentalizing going on, but it's just the way it is right now, and I'm in kind of full acceptance of that in this moment. That can change. So anyway, I guess like there's two points here that I wanted to talk about today, and one was the fact that I feel like this whole corona thing is bringing up what we've been avoiding. And for me, it's been, what I've been avoiding isn't motherhood, but what I have been avoiding is like, yeah, overstimulation, you know, like all that shit is stuff that, yeah, I have been avoiding that. And that can be confronting, right? But here's the thing. It's still not necessarily about motherhood, because there are so many people out there having their own battle. It just happens that mine is with motherhood right now. Yours may be with yourself. It may be with money and security. It may be with like so many different things. Loneliness might be your battle. And I think that's the key, right? Like, we are all in, not necessarily a battle, but we're all moving through some stuff right now. And it's stuff that we've probably been avoiding. And you know what? Sometimes even that is like, I've just been thinking about like how grateful I am for the fact that I really designed my life very well to suit me, and I love it, and one day I will go back to that and I'll be more grateful for it. And then for someone whose battle is with themselves, like mine was fucking 12 years ago, maybe it doesn't mean that you have to learn to really love being by yourself, but maybe it won't be so confronting. Maybe you'll make better friends with yourself and then go back to your old life of socializing and really appreciating the people and the connection that you have around you. You know, I've been joking because I don't know if I said this on last week's episode, but I saw this post about how, like, doing the rounds on Facebook about how, like, you know, we're going to come out of this and our houses will be organized and we'll have, like, you know, we'll want to be connected with people and all this kind of shit. And I was just like, oh my God, my house is not going to be fucking organized at the end of this, and I'm not going to want to connect with people. What I'm going to want to do is go off and have 14 days of self-isolation, preferably somewhere near like a rainforest in winter, maybe where there's like, I don't know if you can, anyway, where I can sit by a fire, read books and write, and, or maybe somewhere tropical and sit by a pool for a couple of weeks and write my next book, you know? It's going to look like, for some of us, yes, it's going to look like an insanely neat house because we're going crazy on our own. And some of us, it's going to look like a fucking bomb has gone off in our house and we just want to go away and hide for a couple of months. It looks different for all of us, but the internal shit is the same. We're all going through waves of anger and sadness and grief and peace and joy and connection, you know? So we really are all in this thing together. All right, well, that was kind of like a pep talk. Ended up a bit of a pep talk, I guess. You know, I guess like for me, yeah. I don't know. This podcast started out as a way for me to, like, you know, kind of move through the failure that I was experiencing at the time and figure out further who I was and find my voice, you know? And it's interesting, I've been thinking about how now it's like this time is just so bizarre because we are, like, there's not a person that I know anyway, and I know people on a lot of continents who aren't impacted by this in some way. So it's going to be an interesting thing to look back on, isn't it? Like, in a few years from now, when our economy has bounced back and we are back to our old lives, will we take these lessons that we learn? I hope so. But it'll be interesting to come back and have a listen to these episodes and remind myself of where we were, because this is like a pretty fucking pivotal moment in history, right? And some days I wish it was over. Actually, I haven't been in that I wish this is over phase yet. I'm sure it'll come. I'm definitely mostly in an acceptance phase and just rolling with the lessons, you know, allow them to roll over us. And be grateful for what we do have. But don't get yourself into that, like I said last time, because it's not that helpful. All right, that's it from me today. Peace out. Oh, one last thing. Radcasters, still on special. Australian $250, which is a savings of over $600 if you want to learn to podcast from me, then go to radcasters.com and use the code Let's Do This. Okay, peace.
Want more me in your life? Head to carlinimo.com or find me on Instagram at carlosofies. But honestly, the best thing you can do is tell a friend about this podcast. Until next week, peace out.